The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I thought the game felt like we've been there a million times before. I thought he's called the game so well in my ear. Me and him were just communicating really well on the sideline. Also, what was helpful, too, was, you know, during preseason, I had the headset on, always listening. You know, I'm always playing the game out in my head. Every play, even though I may not physically be out on the field, I'm playing the game.
So Russell Wilson says he and Nathaniel Hackett were on the same page on Monday night. Did you get that sense?
Yeah, on the sideline, the communication was great. How about the communication? Hey, 64 yards ain't no good. Where was the communication on that one?
Russ said he was in the huddle, had a play ready to be called. He even said it was going to be a pass. As I was listening to all that, I'm like, whoa, what about the plan? The plan.
Or is Ricardo Montalban?
I think
right
that
now.
Was more, tell me if I'm wrong, you've been in thousands of huddles. That struck me as Russ wanted to go, and in his headset, and in his helmet, Nathaniel Hackett was telling him, no, we're at the 46.
Yeah,
we're home.
We're going to kick it. And listen, man, they went up and down the football field, Mike. Up and down the football field. Yeah, they stalled out in the red zone. A couple things I don't like in the red zone. I don't like being on the goal line and playing out of shotgun. I never will. It's tipping your hand to me. But bottom line is, you know, you fumble twice down there. I mean, that's not on Nathaniel Hackett. Fumbling is not. And you got to hold on to the ball. And I get it, you know. I mean, even with Melvin Gordon, I mean, hold on to the ball. If you possess that ball, that's a touchdown.
He is stopped.
It doesn't matter.
He was stopped.
He reached over.
No, he was trying to reach over. I think he still would have been short even by reaching over.
I think if you look at it, I think that ball touched. All you got to do is touch the break the plane. That ball was coming out before he reached out. As he was starting to reach out, if he holds on to that, I think he probably breaks the plane. Or at least it's one of those that they have to look at it. Right? I mean, they had to look at it anyway, but because it was out, because he was losing it as he went, I think that's, you know, I mean, obviously you're not possessing it at that point.
Boy, you hate Melvin Gordon. Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like putting the ball on the ground. Hold on the ball, Butterfingers.
You know, I think we go into it. Obviously, we always want to run the football. I mean, we want to be sure that we're always getting a good run game going. I think we did some really, really nice things, and I think some of the passes were there. So I think that we just have to be sure we're doing what's right for that team at that moment. If it's running the ball, we're going to do that. If it's passing the ball, I mean, both were very efficient, so we were in a really good place there.
As one of the lone few members of the Melvin Gordon fan club.
Yes, you might be the only one.
Even I would have to admit, Javonte Williams should not be getting 5 less carries than Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon had 12 the other day. Javonte Williams had only 7.
Inconceivable.
That's got to be flipped, at least flipped, even more in favor of Javonte. I know he had the 11 catches.
Yeah, now they're going
to. But it's pretty obvious. Javonte Williams needs to be your primary guy.
They'll start telling you that it's not about, Mike, it's not about the carries. This is how you get this good soul. Okay, I'll sell this to you. Mike. You can't count carries. You have to look at the touches.
Ah, touches, yeah. Touches.
So while Melvin Gordon had more carries, the overall touches.
It was 18-14.
18-14.
That's it.
Landslide.
Yeah, right. Landslide.
Landslide.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, just the little things, you know. Just him and the communication between him and K-Jack. Just a lot of small talk, but you know, I find myself pretty smart out there as far as IQ wise, so I plan to do the same thing. You know, like I said, with a guy like that going out, you got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's to replace him, so to make sure there's no fall off.
All right, Caden Stearns, next man up, replacing Justin Simmons, who's out for a month with a quad injury. You mentioned earlier looking at the coach's tape of the game on Monday night as you were preparing to call Seattle San Francisco this weekend. What are they going to lose in Justin Simmons?
Well, I think one, just a savvy player who understands the game. Obviously can do everything, can play center field, can come up and run support, although he did miss a tackle on a big run.
Yep.
But, you know, and it just the angle he took on that, he got himself into harm's way. He needs to come from outside in on that. And, you know, if he's going to miss it back to the flow of the defense. But bottom line is Justin's a really good player.
Overrated or underrated?
Is he overrated or underrated? Well, where did he come in on the players thing? Did he?
In the players,
top, it was just top 100.
Oh yeah, he was. But he was in the. I have to go back a little bit. He was high up. He was like in the 80s, high 70s.
I think he's probably a little underrated. He just doesn't, like, they don't use him like the safeties that get the premier talk about them. Like the guys that get in there and blitz and do a lot. They just don't use him necessarily that way. I think probably because he's a great cover guy and can make plays in the backfield. So if that's your biggest strength and helps your defense that much more, that you don't get as much around the line of scrimmage as some of the other guys do. So, yeah, probably undervalued a little bit.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Treo drives this ball deep to left center field. This is going to get down and roll to the wall. Tolley around third. He's coming home. And Michael will score standing up on a Treo double. Stay hot, Alan Treo.
Joe Goodman there with the call on AT&T Sportsnet as the Rockies once again playing the role of spoiler very well as they shut out Chicago, the White Sox, the Pale Hose, trying to make a run for the wild card in the American League. And Kyle Freeland, if you're looking for, you know me, I'm all positivity. I'm already excited about next year.
Yes.
For me, I can't wait till next year. Chris Bryant's going to be back. And you look at guys like this, Kyle Freeland, building some momentum. Late in the season, three starts in September, he's 2-1, or excuse me, three starts, he's 2-0 with an ERA of 0.98 in three starts.
Hell yeah!
They got the kids coming up through the pipeline.
Yes. They are ready.
I'm telling you.
They are ready, guys.
They're going to be a surprise team next year.
They sneak up on some people.
They are.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Iron Man will probably be ready for 60 games next year. You got to work it up slow. Exactly. What is it, an 8-year contract?
Yeah, by the time he gets to year 8, and it's a contract year, he'll play at least 130.
Yeah, exactly. But every year, just go up. If he goes 40, then you go up to 60. I think it was 42, 62, 82. Like, you know.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Boy, the Broncos just continue to get hammered. We're watching Get Up.
No,
in the studio, Damian Woody. I'd be mad if I was Russ. Why are you paying a quarterback $250 million to settle for a 64-yard field goal? Rob Ninkovich taking his shots.
Yeah, everybody. It's like,
I got a lot of that on Twitter yesterday. Why are you being so negative? Why are you making so much out of this? Dude, it's the biggest story.
Week one.
It's the biggest week.
It's the last game of the week, and it happened to be the biggest story on... I mean, it was...
The NFL, there's
a reason they put that game on Monday night.
It's the most discussed NFL topic story, other than Dak Prescott's thumb, right now that's being discussed by all the national shows. So, sorry. They're in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.